I'm gonna take my time. She gon' get hers before I'm gonna take it slow. I'm not gonna rush the stroll, so she can get a sensual seduction. So I can get a sensual seduction. So we can get a sensual seduction. Sensual seduction.
I was all in the club, having a drink, blowing on the sweet. When I peeped this little freak out, I was all in the bar when Drifter Shorty Red came on, then she hit the floor now. With a see-through dress, long hair, light brown eyes, looking like Miss Bo P. And a player note, if I take her home with them real big hips, you're so right, I'm gon' be. So I approached the chick with the real pretty face, nice curves on her with a little bitty waist. I whispered in her ear, little mama, what you drink? I know that you a freak, but you know I ain't gon' say shh. See, my game is outrageous. I got her to the crib and exchanged some love faces. But it wasn't no need for me to rush the bus one, cause I wanted her to have an eruption.
Sensual seduction. Sensual seduction. Whoa. Sensual seduction. Sensual seduction. Whoa. Sensual seduction.
All the time, anytime.
Here we go once again. Yeah, the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com, baby. You know how we do. Also coming from the whole Flipper Network, MrWrigglerShow.com, and also from the newly acquired, with my nigga Trash Man, would it be like ChronicCast.org? That would be .org, isn't it? I hope I got that right, man. I hope it ain't .net, but like I believe it's chroniccast.org. You can find these joints over there also. And just letting y'all know, I'm going to go ahead and put this show on up probably tonight also, because I just got a phone call from my nigga Trash Man concerning my show where I profess my love for a hoe, you know what I'm saying, and how I had my little relationship with the female, and you know, my heart was in the motherfucker, and yeah, I did get my heart kind of involved in some shit, and I got hurt to a degree, man, you know what I mean? So I want to say some things, I want to clear some shit up to try and help give y'all niggas some understanding about me, what I'm about, what all this shit is about, man. Make shit crystal clear for y'all, man. Number one, Fat Mac ain't gotta prove shit to that nigga, man, about if I'm macking or if I'm pimping or whatever. You know, I really gives less than a fuck what the next nigga think, man, cause the proof is in the pudding. If you go to my motherfucking website, nigga, like I said, I got practically damn near 200 bras on that motherfucker that'll let you know I'm real about mines, nigga. You feel me? So if I come on it up on this joint anywhere and I show y'all my flaws, my imperfections, and I profess to y'all niggas that I'm human and I don't do everything motherfucking like perfect, nigga, then just deal with it, man. You know what I mean? Cause I'm just that type of nigga, man. I'm willing to show y'all and I'm willing to let y'all motherfuckers know that I'm not perfect, nigga. I'm willing to show y'all that I do slip. I will show you that I fall, motherfucker. But what difference, but the difference is from me, from the next nigga, is what happens once you fall or you get knocked the fuck down? Do you stay the fuck down or do you get the fuck back up? You understand what I'm saying? So there ain't no fear and ain't no apprehension, man, about me coming on here and I'm showing y'all that, yes, even I can get played. There ain't no nigga out there that cannot get played, motherfucker. Understand that. Every pimp has been motherfucking played. Every Mac has been played. Every player has been played. There is no such thing as a nigga out there that's batting 100, motherfucker. Okay, so let's try and goddamn, let's just be reasonable here, man. And can we just admit that yes, if this pimp went out and he tried to get on with a certain female, right? And the female basically told that nigga, hey, go fuck yourself. Does that make him any less a motherfucking pimp because he got denied by a bitch? Or for Mac, if he goes out and he gets the stop sign from a bitch and the bitch tell him, go fuck yourself. Does that make him any less than a Mac just because he couldn't pull a bitch? Or maybe y'all motherfuckers just misconstruing the whole pimp and Mac game. Maybe y'all believe that the pimps and Macs that do what the fuck they do, maybe y'all think that they don't catch feelings for the females that they fuck with. Cause nigga, if you think that, you're wrong. Believe me, man, like I said, man, my uncle used to do this shit, and like I said, I've known a couple motherfuckers around here that do this shit, man, and them motherfuckers, they wasn't like world-renowned pimps, but they got money out bitches, motherfucking, they had their favorite motherfucking hoes, man, shit, and they goddamn had feelings for some of these females, man, and not to mention, shit, when most pimps retire, motherfucker, what do? If they still got a hoe that's lingering around, they last hoe, what the fuck do? They marry that bitch. So, nigga, y'all niggas, settle the fuck down, man. You know what I'm saying? Just because a female may be, quote unquote, a hoe, don't mean that you can't love her, nigga. You feel me? That don't mean that you can't catch feelings for her, motherfucker. Like I said, there's plenty of pimps out there that can tell you that shit, man. You know, motherfuckers, once they retire out the game, nigga, you know, that you can fucking love a hoe. And motherfucking most pimps have it that way. They prefer it that way. They don't want to even marry up no square bitch. They don't want to see no square bitch. They prefer to marry a hoe. Alright, so come on, man. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all need a little education on this shit. And yes, I, the Fat Mac, I had a female who was just content at first, but that bitch just had fire, man. That bitch just had something in her that I really liked, that I was drawn to, man. You know what I mean? And shit, I did shit for that bitch I would do for no other bitch. You know what I mean? Shit. Point blank, bottom line, nigga, shit. I mean, I kind of violated the rules of the game to a degree in it, and shit. Fuck, you know, it is what it is, man. But like I said, I'm willing to come on this motherfucker and let y'all know, nigga, look. We all human, we all slip and fall. Shit. Ain't nobody goddamn running through this game called life perfect. There is no perfect Mac. There is no perfect pimp. There is no perfect player. We all gonna motherfucking catch an L, nigga. Understand that. I mean, simple motherfucking arithmetic, man. I mean, damn. Well, fortunately for me, I got a lot of intelligent niggas that's already on my site, and they already understand the dynamic of what I'm dealing with, man. And they fully comprehend the fact that, shit, this is the game called life, and in the game called life, motherfucker, shit, you win some, you lose some, man. Shit, so if I'm fucking around with a broad and I catch an L, you know, like I said, I've been doing this for 5 years, and I've been pretty much putting my little Mac hand down for the longest, and I've been getting motherfucking paper, and I've been handling my hustle, and then along comes a motherfucking female that throw a little chink or throws a little monkey wrench in the goddamn system. What? So now all of a sudden I ain't macking? Nigga, please. Motherfucker, you wish. Motherfuckers wish they could goddamn tell me that I wasn't goddamn handling my business, nigga. But I'm always handling my biz, motherfucker. So I just want to get that shit straight to y'all, man. This shit is called Mac motherfucking City, man. And you ain't gonna find nothing more real and nothing more authentic on the fucking internet than this shit. Because you know why? Because I'm the Fat Mac motherfucker, and I'm gonna come to you, motherfucker, and I'm gonna tell you how it is. Most niggas will come to you and tell you, oh man, you know, you can never be played. You can never get caught up. You can never fall in love with her. Man, that shit ain't true, nigga. It's just not true. You can get caught, nigga. You can get played. You can catch feelings for a bitch. That's just the motherfucking truth, man. It's called Mac City, not just because I do my macking, nigga, but females on my site do some macking too. So it's just a motherfucking game that we play. It's a game called Who Can Out Mac Who. Can the Fat Mac goddamn go in these streets, find these females and put his Mac hand down? Or shit, or some females out there that got a little bit more game, a little more juice than me, and can they switch it? Can they do a switcheroo? Can they goddamn put me on notice? You know what I mean? And some of them have outgamed me, man. And I can get on this motherfucker because I'm secure in my manhood, and I can admit to you when I have been outgamed. I can admit to you when I've been caught slipping. Now, nigga, if you one of them niggas that you want to come to a website or a podcast show and you want to have a nigga just sit up here and tell you, I'm the greatest and I'm the best, and if you just listen to me, you motherfucker, I got all the answers and all this, cause you at the wrong spot, nigga. I'm gonna give it to you. This is gonna be reality in your motherfucking ear, man. I'm not gonna tell you no bullshit like that. I'm gonna tell you as it is in these streets that nobody fucking bulletproof, nigga. Ain't nobody bulletproof in this motherfucker. That mean on the physical plane, on the spiritual plane, and on the mental plane, nigga. Everybody can get bullets in them, man. Everybody can catch an L. I'm gonna have to keep repeating that shit because a lot of y'all niggas are so jaded about life. You've been watching too many fucking rap videos, and you think this shit, man, y'all motherfuckers just think that, I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas are thinking, man. You know, I come to y'all and I give y'all some realism, man, some reality in this shit, and motherfuckers can't handle it, man. What do you mean you caught feelings for a hoe? I don't understand it. Fuck, what is there not to understand, man? What is there not to understand? Shit. Like I said, there is no pimp that has not been played. There is no Mac that has not been played. On different levels, on all sorts of different planes, man. Every Mac can't Mac all bitches. Every pimp can't pimp all bitches. Macs and pimps do goddamn catch feelings and do goddamn sometimes get a little too deep in with some of the females that they fucking with, man. Shit. And like I told you, man, any pimp worth his salt, man, once they retire, I know plenty of the motherfuckers that done did this shit. They marry the hoes that they was left with, or they last motherfucking hoe, man. Shit. So just don't think just because she's a hoe don't mean she can't be a good wife. You know what I'm saying? Don't think that, because other than that, they wouldn't be marrying they goddamn hoes, nigga. Shit. Fuck. Anyway, I'll go. Nah, fuck it. Ain't no break needed, cause I'm gonna make this real brief, make it real short. This is like a little disclaimer. I'm gonna have some more shows coming up with LaDonna. Okay. That's the broad that motherfucking goddamn I caught feelings for. And if y'all niggas can't handle that, man, nigga, just don't click on the link and go somewhere else where another nigga can force feed you all kinds of fucking fantasy bullshit, nigga. You feel me? That's all you got to do, nigga. If you want fantasy shit, then, yo, the next nigga's good for you. But if you want this shit straight laced, no chase, you want some goddamn reality, some realism in this shit, some motherfucker that's gonna tell you the fucking truth, no matter how motherfucking it might hurt, shit, then you need to listen to me, nigga, because that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna tell you the goddamn truth, man. And also, look, as far as my image is concerned, man, if I was worried about my motherfucking image, man, if y'all niggas wouldn't know about me in this bitch. You feel me? You wouldn't be knowing that I matter like that. I can tell y'all niggas all sorts of motherfucking lies and say, oh yeah, man, I'm running that bitch and I did this bitch. And you know, and that bitch ain't doing, you know, I can tell y'all, I can spoon feed y'all all kind of fucking fuck shit, man. But I respect my players too much to do that shit, man. You come to Mac City, like I said, there's some integrity in my craft, man. And my craft is basically, I report the real, man. Shit, so I'm not concerned about my image. I'm not concerned if y'all niggas think less of me. I thought Mac was for real. Yeah, he said he was a Mac, but he fell in love with a hoe. How could it be a Mac if he fell in love with a hoe? I ain't gonna listen to that nigga no more. The nigga that don't listen, nigga. Fuck. Like I said, go somewhere else where some other nigga can spoon feed you or force feed you some fucking fantasy, man. This ain't no goddamn fantasy. This is real life shit. This is my real fucking life, nigga. Shit. And I'm just telling you how it went down. And if you can't stomach it, then goddamn it, push on, nigga. Shit. So, that's where it is, man. The Fat Mac is human. The Fat Mac will goddamn. This will not more likely be the last time I get caught up in some shit. Or I goddamn catch feelings for a bitch. That shit, that just comes with the game, man. You know what I'm saying? You get too close to bitches sometimes. Yay. Like I said previously in Trash Man Show, don't get high on your own supply, man. And what the fuck do I supply? I supply motherfucking females, man. In virtual reality, in cyberspace. And it's not good for you to goddamn get close to that thing which you selling. I understand that. That was a violation of the game. I slipped. I got caught up. But, like I said, I respect the game enough to get on here and be 100% honest with my motherfucking crew, man. Like I said, never ever will I get up on this motherfucking bitch in front. Not for that nigga, man. And I'm securing my manhood. I get up in this motherfucker, look you in the goddamn eye, or whatever the fuck, man, and tell y'all the real. And won't give a fuck about what the next nigga think, because the proof is in the pudding. I got 200 bitches on my motherfucking website that I put in work, that I roped in and I corralled, and goddamn it, I'm getting paid off of. So if I ain't a Mac because goddamn I'm slipping and I got caught off guard by one bitch, then nigga, fuck you. Have a nice day.
To the beach,
yeah. Sound good to me. This sound hard. Something funky people gon' dance to. Give the record a second and a chance to. Hitting people like a scene of amazement. While they slipping back, my feet just planted in the pavement. Crumble I can never do. So now I'm looking dead at you. What are you gonna do? You listen to the knowledge of a scholar. You say how I breathe, tell them how I holler. I'm the E-double, and I proclaim my name. Straight up, good gang, peeps all game. I'm like a rhino, running through the roughest pack. They figure I'm a trigger happy nigga, so they step back. Breathe. The microphone is who lasts the longest, the news the strongest. It ain't a game, it's plain to see. You listen to the sounds of breathe. There ain't no future in your front. I never got caught with a kilo. And if you ever do, yo, it'll never be with Leo. Serving in the Cherokee, or maybe it's a Geo. Black on black Benzo, I'll get it up amigo. Never have to worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo, TB, pop the trunk. Cause we don't go for playing, wanna play to grab a ball. When I'm on the mic, I ain't for playing, not at all. Cause I clock 10 G's a week, booming at my peak. Always see E's sober, but I do get geek. I can give you a job, a place to eat. Hardy, meet your homeboy Marty at a B.O.B. Party taking over, barking like a dog named Rover. I'm picking suckers like a four-leaf clover. They biting words on the mic, they some cobras. So now they saying egg breeders get no. I'm the B, the R to the double E-G. And down with my homie G-A-S-N-O-E. And suckers causing static cause they still be disagreeing. I don't give a cause I'm from F-L-I-M-T. In a city where pity runs low. If you ever shoot through my city, now you know. Cause we a strictly business and we also got a pride. And if you don't like it, I suggest you break wide. Suckers study looking for the ammo when he wire. Thinking that illegal is the best one slowly dying. I ain't got time to see a thing fiend out. To give up all his money and to give up what he got. That's the way I am, MCB cannot be different. Never change the ways for the world or the government. If it was the president, then I would state facts. You leave it up to me, I paint the White House black and ain't no future in your front.
was a fiend and my gold would be stolen. Put my name Breed on everything I own. And when I get my Jeep, I'm putting Breed on the chrome. Shine it up good, kick it through my neighborhood. Motorola phone, fat rims and a Kenwood. Put the kid around it and then I'll have to drop. Just because the riding people think I'm selling rocks, but ain't no future in your front. There ain't a future in your front. Your flash ran clock down. To the rules of the world. Live my life raw, cause I never liked the law. Wear top tens on my ass, Eugene. Selling big gates and tit for tat to the fiends. Clock much dollars, but I never break a sweat. Time to move out, my posse saying, you got my back and I got yours. What time is it? Turn down the door. Yo, man, let's start this party, alright? Kick out that fat, fat dance.
Psych. I thought I was gonna motherfucking roll out, man, but I still got some shit to spit, man. I don't know. I just hope that y'all motherfuckers understand it. This is motherfucking MacCity.com, man. And it's a real life fucking account. The shit that I go through on a daily, man. Maybe y'all don't really understand. Maybe y'all think that this shit is just a fucking porn site. And it ain't, man. It's not just a fucking porn site, nigga. It is a real life account. It's a real playlistic type shit, man. So just please, man, understand that. And I would just like to basically tell y'all, if y'all want some nigga to blow smoke up your ass and basically tell y'all a whole bunch of shit that ain't fucking true, if y'all want a motherfucking nigga to basically give y'all all this grandiose ass type bullshit about, yeah, I do this and I do that and I'm untouchable and, you know, I can't be played and nigga, yeah, push pause and push on, man. Okay, I owe it to my motherfucking players. Niggas has been up in my joint, man, for years to keep it 100. We a tight-knit crew up in this motherfucker, man. Maybe y'all don't understand it. Allow me to brag upon the cats that join my shit, man. Typically, a Mac City player, I would like to say, is head and shoulders above most motherfuckers that would join a lot of other sites, man, because typically the niggas that join my shit is real intelligent, man. And I know this just from speaking to a lot of motherfuckers, man, through email, you know, discourse on the phone and all this kind of shit. These motherfuckers, man, are really intelligent and they can smell bullshit a mile away, man. So it ain't like I can come on this motherfucker and feed y'all any kind of shit that just come to my goddamn mind. In order to goddamn appease and motherfucking please my goddamn my members, man, I got to keep it 100, nigga. I got to keep it real because they'll eat me the fuck alive if I don't, man. These niggas ain't playing up in my shit. They know these motherfuckers are students of the game, man. Okay, so I can't blow smoke up your ass, man. I have to keep it 100. There is no way that I can motherfucking come up in this bitch and feed y'all a line, man. It's not gonna happen. And I guess motherfuckers is real intelligent up in my shit due to fact just the format that I have, because you just can't click on a fucking video in my shit and enjoy it. You know what I mean? You gotta read what the fuck accompanies the video. Up in MacCity.com, nigga, you got tons and tons of journal logs and journal entries that basically prep you and prepare you for the video in which you're about to watch. And only an intelligent nigga can actually sit down and read what the fuck is about to happen in the video to get the full flavor and the full enjoyment of the video. So the cats in my shit are very well read. They're very astute. They ain't no dummies, man. You know, and while I'm speaking of this, I gotta give a big shout out to my nigga Tony Dreamer. I had a very enlightening conversation with my nigga Tony, man, a couple days ago, and I just could not believe I mean, this nigga, he knows everything from day one that has happened in my motherfucking life. He's got that shit cataloged and filed in his memory banks. He knows that shit better than I do, man. So you can pretty much guess it. If I was a fucking lying sack of shit and I was making shit up, I'd be lost in a fucking soft spot talking to this nigga, man. Because if you're lying and you're telling a fucking tall tale, it's easy to get tripped up in your shit, man. Easy to get tripped up in your shit. And a nigga can tell if you fucking falsificizing or you flossing, man. You know what I mean? So there's just no fucking way I could come on here and I could feed y'all niggas a line and tell y'all, yeah, man, you know, I be running all these hoes and can't none of these hoes ever get over on me and never will I catch no feelings for no bitch and all this kind of shit. It just won't fly at MacCity.com, man. It's too many intelligent motherfuckers up in my shit, man. So I just got to respect what's going on, man, with my shit, man. I gotta respect the game. I gotta respect my niggas up in here. Point blank, bottom motherfucking line, man. Shit, yeah, big up to Tony Dreamer. Fuck, this nigga done studied all the lessons, man. He know my shit backwards and forth better than I know the motherfucking shit, man. He's a student of many goddamn games, man. Nigga was on the phone educating me, man. It was a beautiful fucking conversation, man. And that's why I do what the fuck I do, man, for cats like Tony Dreamer, man. Because it's just too much bullshit out here. Too many niggas motherfucking faking and fronting and flossing and just false advocating, man. You know, trying to be something they fucking not. And I'm not trying to be something I'm not, nigga. I'm a human fucking being. I'm putting it all out on the line, letting you know, yes, nigga, I can get fucking played. And there's a lot of niggas out there acting like they can never get played. And like I said, not just for the Mac City players, man, but everywhere I drop a fucking podcast, man. If you just listening to a podcast, period, especially like at the Whole Flipper Network and at chroniccast.org, you got to have a semblance of intelligence. And I'm not going to come on this motherfucker and insult nobody's fucking intelligence, man. Nobody's. You know what I mean? So all the casters flipping and they pushing on the play button and shit. This is my respect. I'm paying my respects to y'all motherfuckers. I'm paying my respects to the game by coming on this motherfucker. And I'm telling y'all the real about what's going down and how things basically panned out, man. That's all I'm doing, man. I respect y'all motherfuckers enough to not come to y'all with no fucking bullshit. You feel me? So that's what's going on, man. If you one of them cats that you just like to have smoke blown up your motherfucking ass, and this ain't for you, homie, push motherfucking pause. Like I said, just push on, man. It ain't happening over here, man. Shit, this is the motherfucking, this is as real as it gets. As real as it gets at MacCity.com. Also, like I said, man, it just don't get no realer at the Whole Flipper Network or MrRegularShow.com. And also, I have been added to ChronicCast.org, hosted by that trashy-ass motherfucker y'all know as Trash Man. Yes, Trash Man, stop harassing me about my hoe, nigga. God damn it. It's my bitch, and I went through whatever the fuck I had to go through with that bitch. And, you know, we still friends, man, you know what I'm saying? And I still go over there and I dust that ass every time, you know, I feel like it and shit, nigga. So it ain't like I took a total L. Matter of fact, really, I didn't take an L at all, because the best thing that ever could have happened to me was the lesbian chick coming on in and actually saving me from some bullshit. And that's real talk, motherfucker. Shit, if it wasn't for that lesbian coming up in this motherfucker, I'd still be damn near teetering on the fucking on husband mode. You know what I mean? I probably would be engaged to the broad by now. You just never know, man. You just never know. So the best thing that could have ever happened to a motherfucker right about this time in my life was for LaDonna 2, or the Boss Bitch 2, motherfucking leave me alone and go fuck with another bitch. You know what I mean? Of course, when it happened, I did not have that fucking attitude about it. I was a little bit distraught due to my ego. You know, a man gonna have ego, and you like, how the fuck, you know, a bitch gonna leave me for some pussy? You know what I'm saying? But once you sit back and you take the emotion out the equation, it was the best thing that ever could have happened. So now all I do is go over, bang on the pussy, have my fun and dip out, and I have none of the responsibilities that come with banging on pussy. You feel what I'm saying? We back at square one. We back at the business level, which that's where, you know, that's where it needed to be in the beginning, nigga. But I got caught up, motherfucker. So once again, like I said, this is just paying respects to everybody out there that's clicking on the play button. I'm just motherfucking telling you, I respect y'all motherfuckers enough not to goddamn come on here and feed y'all niggas a line and a lot of you motherfuckers, man. Especially my Mac City players. They damn sure ain't gonna tolerate that shit. Fuck. They know what's happening. The motherfuckers are students of the game, you know what I mean? So that's what's going down. Anybody that, I don't know, may have a problem with me keeping it 100 or keeping it real, then nigga, this is not for you. You need to visit a so-called porn site where it's nothing but ass and titties and just motherfuckers fucking just at random, just for the sake of fucking. This is not what it is, man. Not at MacCity.com, man. It's a real life fucking documented account of what the fuck goes on in the hood with real people, with real situations, with real drama, motherfucker. This ain't a goddamn show. This is real life shit, man. Alright, well anyway, that's what's going down with the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL. Check me out at MacCity.com, the Mac City Limits, the Whole Flipper Network, MrRigglerShow.com, and newly added to the playlist over there at ChronicCast.org with that trashy motherfucker y'all know as a trash man, and I'm out.
Yo, what up, this Wyclef with Mary J. Serenade the girls with my acoustic guitars, you know what I'm saying? Yo, fellas having problems with the chicks, I want you right now to turn the lights down low. Pull your girl up next to you, I want you to say these words.
If Steph comes for me tonight, girl, I want you to know that I love you. No matter how tough I would have been, only to you I would reveal my tears. So tell the police I ain't home tonight. Messing around with you is gonna give me life. But when I look into your eyes, man, you're worth that sacrifice. Love that my mom used to warn me about, man, I'm in trouble, I'm in real big trouble. If this is the kind of love that the old folks used to warn me about, man, I'm in trouble, I'm in real big trouble. I need y'all to do me a favor. Someone please call 911.
Pick up the phone, yo.
Tell them and the bullets in my heart, and it's piercing through my soul.
I'm losing blood, y'all.
Feel my body getting cold. Someone please call 911.
Pick up the phone, y'all.
The alleged is selling his 5'1", and she shot.
Breath I'll fight to take. It's as hard as these four walls I wanna break. I told the cops you wasn't here tonight. Messing around with me is gonna get you life. Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm in real big trouble.
Lord knows I'm in trouble.
If this is the that the old folks used to warn me about.
Every day,
man,
every night, yeah.
I'm in trouble.
I'm in real big trouble.
I'm in real big trouble. You got anything to say, girl?
Someone please call 911. Yeah.
Pick up the phone, yo.
Tell them I just got shot down.
Tell them I
just got shot.
Losing blood, yo.
Feel my body getting cold.
Someone please call 911.
Can you do that for me?
The alleged assailant was 5'1" and she shot me through my soul.
And he shot me through my heart.
Feel my body getting cold.
Didn't care. He didn't worry. He didn't wonder.
Why clever?
Merci.